Blog Talk Radio.
If you really are honest with yourself, ladies, and you look in the mirror and you really, really are being reasonable, you know we're better.
Écoutez, à midi.
Officially in 2021, with a hell of a day to kick off the show, with a hell of a day of activity that went on in the nation's capital. I had got a notification through the Apple News thing that saying that, you know, angry people have swarmed the Capitol building. I thought niggas was just outside, you know, cutting the ass. But when I got home,
oh no.
And I saw the pictures. And all the fuss that was going on, I was like, yo, niggas was like on some Call of Duty scaling walls, like bum rush the show, you know, like this was house party type shit.
Yeah.
And I really was like, yo, and they ain't not a near motherfucker done got abducted,
arrested
by authorities, arrested, or, you know, or even told to go home. It was the biggest rock. For hours.
They kept going until Shorty caught that hot one.
That's it. They
who
might still be out there.
Where did you catch that from? Do they know who?
They tried to say it was an active shooter situation. I think one of her own folks might have lit her ass up on accident. And then they just tried to. Because there was no police on that hallway for real. Like, you look at the video, you can just tell it looked like a bunch of militia, you know, on that same little Charlottesville bullshit, or the, you know, the different shits that you've been seeing them doing across the country where everybody rifled up and everybody looked like they just got done pouring concrete. Like, that shit.
Right, they put down the stop and slow, reversible signals at the end of the intersection type shit. But
nigga, they were looking real dusty.
My thing is this: the first thing you just said is that there was no police in that hallway. Houseway, isn't this the Capitol building? Don't the Capitol have their own version of police?
They do.
Call Capitol
Police.
Call Capitol Police,
right? They like, them niggas like SWAT.
I mean, come on. Where the fuck was these dudes at Passenger 57, niggas? I needed some action. I need some broken limbs, some Liam Neeson, I'm going to find you and I'm going to kill you, double reverse arm breakers and shit like that. Where the fuck was all this action? Who was this action?
They too busy outside. And so I'm kind of glad that the situation's fucked up. We just gonna call it what it is. So I'm kind of glad that it didn't escalate or they didn't get the response that they were seeking. I'm very, very, very glad, and I'm very appreciative of my people, especially our folks in the DMV area. These was like, that's what the fuck y'all doing. We're going to go ahead and send this one out.
Yeah.
If you are, we're going to go ahead and send this one out. This ain't got shit to do with us.
100%. Because, you know, the one thing that what they're trying to do, and we've had this conversation before, is that if they enact martial law, he can't leave the office. Right? And so with that being known, you know what I'm saying? Now, you know, they try to say Antifa is in there doing all this. I'm like, all right, whatever.
But this is the Hail Mary.
I was just watching.
This was the Hail Mary.
This was the Hail Mary. I was just watching the Senate floor come back together and talk, you know, to confirm the presidential electoral vote. And it's so crazy how the people that were going to go against it are now like, nope, he's got to go. And it's just so sad that it took this measure, that animalistic type behavior to be seen and adhered to, right? Like, I mean,
that's all they respect, though. That's what they listen to.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
We've alluded to this on.
Yeah, Joey. Let Joey. I want to see. We alluded to this on what?
So, I mean, but we've alluded to that on previous shows, like just the rabid, cannibalistic, zombie like response that he has over them. And I mean,
right.
And I'm saying this in jest, but I kind of want to ask you, because the last person historically in the United States who had this much of a following was Jefferson Davis. We all know what happened with Jefferson Davis. If you don't know your U.S. history, look that shit up. Technically, Z, you right in the middle of MAGA land, and that's what I'm going to just call that shit. You right in the middle of MAGA land.
Yeah. You in the heart of Walmart USA, bro.
You know, but I'm gonna be honest and frank. You know, when we went back to the election and they pulled the results, and even say you were able to see, and you too, Joey, that the county out here in
right, the one that you flipped
out.
Yeah, right.
They're not having it. I mean, yes, this is very heavy MAGA country. However, they have switched their tone, number one. And number two, the ones that were are very embarrassed. The flags are not on the houses no more, okay? They're not on the back of the trucks no more. Bro, I'm telling you what I know. Now, I can't speak for the backwoods, but I can speak for... Because let me tell you, here in the city, even in the city... Okay, they had motherfuckers riding around with Trump flags and shit like that in the heart of the city, but that you don't see anymore. Even my neighbors, like around the corner, huge Trump support. They had the biggest fucking Trump flag I've ever seen in my life on the front of their house. Even the guy from the military comes to me, was like, "Yo, you need to take that thing down. That is too big." But it's gone. Pause. It's gone. Their yard signs, gone. Been gone for weeks now. You know, so the tone is changing because reality kind of sets in. And like we said, this zombie-like, you know, leader mentality, this, you know, almost Hitler-like leadership, is a thing of the past, man. And I get the ideals and some of the things that were behind it, but at the end of the day, when reality sets in, that shit is dead in the water, man. Dead in the water.
What's dead in the water? I'm not understanding what you're saying.
What's dead in the water is the high level of ignorance, the support of that high level of ignorance. Dead in the water.
I don't know, my nigga. It didn't seem like it was dead and stinking today.
There will always be, nobody here is dumb, there will always be that 1% or 2% that will continue to follow no matter what, because if they have to bite their tongue, they're going to look like an idiot. Right? They're already an idiot, first of all, but if they have to bite their tongue, they're gonna look worse than they are. So they're never gonna come on. They're never gonna change their mindset, right? And that's fine. But overall, the momentum has changed. Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, there were people stealing presenters' podiums and running out of the Capitol building with them, and nothing happened to them. And I give you one guess.
Confidential files were stolen.
I give you one guess. Sometimes people say it may not make a difference. I give you one guess on what race they were.
What color they were.
I give you one guess that they lived to tell the story. That they're going to be the cool grandpa to that racist-ass family that they're breeding in middle America, that they went inside and stole some shit from the fucking Capitol where niggas went ape shit out there today. Like,
committed larceny.
This is fucking... Yo, it's treason at some point. Like,
isn't this treason?
Yes, this is what I'm saying. This is treason at some point.
First of all, you trespassed on federal property.
Stop there. Stop there.
Exactly.
Stop there.
Exactly.
We can stop the fucking tail of the tape right there. And what do we have? You know what I'm saying? 9/11.
That's an easy 10. That's a 10 piece. That's an
easy
10 piece.
Easy.
Right.
Easy.
It's not death. It's not death. How many people
doing 85% of that of those 10 years too. You know, 80. I don't give a fuck how good your behavior is.
Right.
This ain't city and state law.
About that, yeah, baby.
Right.
You eating all them nuggets, my nigga. You eating all them nuggets.
It's night-night time. That's what I'm saying. At least 85% of the time.
Cornbread.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
But you know, hey.
Yep.
This is where we at, folks.
What do we
know? But we said this shit. We said this.
Yep.
In early November. We said it here. This is not over. He's going to find a way to try to force his way into staying in the seat. I know I said it.
Yo.
Oh, we all said it.
What was his role? We're going to go to break because I was here. I didn't get the whole story on him. What was his role in this?
Oh, yeah. Go ahead, Joe.
So apparently, because Pence is still, so just foreground, so everyone knows the shit that happened with Georgia is 50-50. So when it split 50-50, the sitting vice president has a tie-breaking vote. So they were trying to hurry up and try to coerce Pence to try to push for this whole recount.
Yep.
Like, the whole thing is about the recount, and he's been on record as being somebody who believes in the Constitution. You know, he's very law-centric as far as law and order.
Yeah. Right.
He's a true-blooded Republican.
Right.
So,
right.
In true-blooded Republican fashion, he...
You did?
Yep.
Okay, all right. I thought that was my hype. I thought my shit just cut out on me. I said, damn.
No. I'll continue where he left off. Or we could just take a break and come right back. But it pretty much, Pence went on record stating that I am not going to protect him and go against the Constitution. Okay? And that's when the pressure came down from the president stating, well, he was talking all that shit. Yeah, it's up to Mike Pence now. We're going to put it all on him. Because it really was on him. But, like Jovi was saying, he is the utmost Constitution. He holds up the Constitution as a Bible over the Bible, if you will. And so, and he made it clear that it wasn't going to happen. And so I don't understand why, you know, Trump is so mad. But you know, he told his ass yesterday, I'm not doing that. Did that shit on record.
Oh, so he's not gonna put his integrity on the line. Yeah. So he's gonna stand up to what the Constitution says, no matter how mad it makes Trump, basically.
Yep. Or anybody else.
Shit.
Yeah.
Yo, okay.
So
yeah.
How about I got Blunt?
You got what?
I got booted.
Blocker
just kicked you off?
Sir, I got booted. Like, I was talking, and then that shit just stopped. And I looked, and you know, my wife be right here listening and shit. So I'm, like, she's like, they're looking for you. Like, I'm looking at, like, she's looking at me like, what the fuck is going on? Like, she hears me talking, but she don't hear me on air. Yo, that's fucking
right.
Crazy.
Oh, wow. It's going to be one of those shows. So let's go ahead and take a break and get back.
Yeah, let's do that. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm sorry. Your time has come.
No, God is present today. They need to be afraid. You need to be afraid today because the God of justice is present now. That's why he said, vengeance is mine. The battle is not yours. The battle is the Lord's. And God has come. The battle is on and the plagues are coming down. And no, I'm not afraid, but you need to be, and especially when you see what's coming up. Because as a man soweth, the same shall he also reap. And when you have done the evil that you've done to us and done it to others, did you never think that there would come a day when you would have to pay for all that crap that you have done? Thomas Jefferson said it right, brother. He said, I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just and that his justice cannot sleep forever. Well, his justice has awakened. And all over the world, the nations are turning right before our eyes. And that's why Trump is saying we got to make America great. How? When? Again. Because she's not great today. People are not afraid. The world has taken enough of America's evil. So death is sweeter to some than continuing to live under white supremacy and under tyranny. So no, I don't care nothing about them investigating me or arresting me or even killing me. But I tell you what, I'll give you a little warning. You kill your last man when you kill Dr. King. You will not get that chance to do that to me. And if it pleases God that you do kill me right after you kill me, all of you gonna die. Because I'm not here by myself. I'm not here of myself. You can see that God must be backing me. Otherwise, where would I get the strength to say and do what I do? No, man. It's our time now. Now.
God has sent me to make you all feel the wrath and coming. I'm here to heat up and beat the street up. I'm back to punish. While Trump is present with a mouth screaming louder than trumpets, like you bow to the puppets. I'ma stand and stick around for the judgment. Use the world stage with the God crown and put it down for the public. The earth is pain with a large town of demonic indulgence. These devil consultants while I speak swine and remind you the culprits. Kind of impulsive to expose them through rhymes that I publish. Kind of disruptive when I talk down. Line up the subjects. I'm tired of injustice from the post politicians and judges. When you witness the abuse of power, sometimes it's seductive. Then I question God, why create a creature that is so destructive. Hold all your grudges and focus while you create expenses. Every man is free of choice, but no man is free of consequences. Hold your suggestions and listen closely. I study lessons causing rain, hail, snow, and earthquake and travel dimensions. The ground will rattle, the earth will rumble like a stampede of cattle. 1120 feet per second faster than sound travel. How many more protests? How many more marches? Zero results are so grotesque. Don't even get me started to calm my mama. She knows best. fight for the daily departed. God is the armor we so black. The storming on the target. From a certificate of merit down to a felony. For one's actions and deeds, justice is a reward or penalty. Pants too tight, nigga. It's been part of the plan, fool. They fucked around and made the demasculization a man cold. Appreciate my pop, never stop to the death of me. Raised the city man and I'll never disgrace my legacy. Fuck following trends that don't make us men is the recipe. Care for your woman, your mother, but children is necessity. In the last couple of years, you niggas look like you need therapy. Mentally, it appears as if the imbalance is chemically. How you gonna try to stop God's work? It could never happen even after I'm back in the Lord's dirt. I'm here to present the impact of the extinction level event. Two, I'm only here to present and bring the impact of the extinction level event. Two.
Tell Busta Rhymes, I saw him at the Grammys. He spoke with passion.
With passion.
No, that's 21. Man. Ladies and gentlemen, if you've been a fan of the show, which I know you have been, because you're listening now, you know that we sometimes get chastised technologically for speaking truth to power. There's been on more than one occasion when we really started, you know, unfolding a lot of the mystery behind the whodunits and the who's who of the unseen hand, that our show sometimes just lost all transmission, like, pun intended. Like, we lost all kind, like, couldn't even log back into the board.
Mm-hmm.
Weirdest shit ever. Now, I find it odd that as Jovi was speaking some truth to the situation in an unskewed manner, just his line got shut down, and he let us know over the break that you know, he just recently upgraded his phone to 5G. I mean, you know, hey, call it what you want. Call it what you want.
Back to the fact.
I just find the shit just too coincidental. Maybe it could have been a glitch in, you know, I don't know, the server or whatever. Who knows? I mean, it could have been. But all we ever say on this show is, what if it also needs to be considered that it could have been this, that, or the other? Because it has a similar track record of showing this, you know, showing itself when things like this happen. And this is a small example of what the... Oh, and I got to send y'all some shit. Y'all got to watch this. It's about a 40-minute video, but it's fucking dead on to what we speak about on here. So I'm going to send that shit to y'all when we're done with the show. Listen to it at your leisure. But, you know, the strength of this network, this 5G shit, man, it's, you know, goes without being said. But anyway, enough about that. We're waiting for our guest. We have a guest that's supposed to be hanging out with us tonight, Nikki of All Trades. She is basically, I like to call it a traveling pampering service. You know, she does the massages, manis, pedis, makeup, hair. What else? I don't know, but maybe you can ask him.
That's crazy. That's a lot of wolf. That's a lot of wolfing to be looking at, B. Like that's what I'm trying to get at.
A lot of muff. But yeah, so she'll be joining us shortly. I think she just called in, so we'll get her on in a second. She's gonna also be our question asker for the night for Asking for a Friend, our segment that we do once, maybe twice a month, with a new voice and a new set of questions that helps people get into the mind of men. And we don't even want to consider it black men, because, you know, there's certain common denominators that go across with just all male species, I believe. So I feel the answers that we give, unless it's like culturally, you know, responsive type of answers, I feel like we give a good definitive answer on what most men feel and think when it comes to these topics like this. But before we get into that, the wrap up 2020, because I know we could talk about this other subject all night. We have done before. Wrap up 2020. Uncle Murder is Skills. Who you got?
I'm gonna keep it 100% honest with you. I ain't listening to neither one of them shit.
You ain't listening to another one? Okay, that's fair enough.
Son, I just felt like it was just, although 2020 was fairly decent to me, it was just ad nauseum. Like, I don't want to have to hear about Kobe. Like, that shit's about to be a year so. Like, I don't want to hear about Kobe, dog. Like, I ain't trying to hear about all this other shit that doesn't transpire. Like, I don't want to hear 5 minutes of you rapping about COVID.
I'm about to say, it wasn't 5 minutes at all, nigga. Uncle Murder's song was like 13 minutes, and Skills shit was, he tried to be on some conscious shit and make his the exact same amount of time that 8 minutes and 46 seconds for that George Floyd thing and everything. You know, everybody conscious now. All the OG rappers now was conscious now. You know what I'm saying? And that's good. Nothing against it. But it's just like, all right, nigga, we get it. You know, everybody want a piece of the pie.
It's whole fault, sir.
He went grown up on niggas and everything changed after that. Niggas gotta grow up now.
That's how Jay-Z had changed. Niggas. How Jay-Z had niggas wearing had niggas wearing the baggy tees with the fucking fitteds. Then he had niggas wearing Chloe glasses, bro. He had niggas wearing Chloe glasses. Then he was like, all right, nigga, fresh pair of Reeves and a button up. Nigga, he had niggas buying S Carters. I never bought them shit.
But he had niggas buying S Carters. Never even looked at him.
And I said, I look just so I can see him in person. I'm like, oh, these are like old people boat shoes. I'm good.
It was like a skater shoe. It was almost like a skater shoe.
Yeah. Like some fucked up DCs. You got to think about when them shits dropped, the DCs was like a thing. Like, it's the big ass bulky shoes was like an actual thing amongst the Wayne generation, the Lil Wayne generation. So. Nah, be fuck that. But I say that to say, like, he kind of changed the shit in that dynamic. And, I mean, really just kind of just look back at it. We had a lot of stuff that has transpired to where they're realizing and they're owning their voice. But, yeah, so another win for Sean Carter. Another win.
I mean, it's his track record is like unparalleled with, you know, anybody, I believe. He's clearly separated himself as, you know, one of the few icons of pop culture that, you know, really sway the masses based on the decision making that he does. And, you know, which is a part of the reason why we still feel that, you know, he's super juiced into the system because they want that influence at, you know, at their, you know, within reach, bottom line. So, quick, we're going to take another quick break. I see we got our caller. We're going to get to Nikki of All Trades coming up, ladies and gentlemen. She's going to be spending some time with us, giving us an insight on her business, how this pandemic has affected it, if it has, because it's kind of a, You know, the personal care industry took a hit for a while before they let the guard up on them halfway through the summer. So we're gonna see how this whole nuance of life right now affected her trade or not. So, you know, we're excited to have her on the show, and we're gonna get into that in a second. But I want to keep it hip-hop for a second, because we didn't have a Monday show. There was enough to talk about on Monday show, but we didn't have one. So what is the shout-out to thoughts and prayers to Dr. Dre You know, we spoke about him a couple shows ago when his wife, Nicole, was trying to get rights to his name when he was born with his name. I don't... Anyway, he suffered a brain aneurysm, but he's, you know, said he's doing fine and that he's recovering well, so we're glad to hear that. But Snoop and Eminem, did y'all hear about this?
No.
Oh, yeah. So...
We got to cut it short because we got to go to break, okay. Whatever. But the gist of it was Snoop was on the Breakfast Club, and he basically said that he basically shot Eminem down. Like, he told him that he's not in his top 10 or whatever like that. And then they asked him a question. They said, could you live without his music? And then Snoop said, honestly... Yeah. Now,
yikes.
That's kind of a double-edged sword right there, because in the grand scheme of things, I think a lot of people can live without Eminem's music, and I'm a big Eminem fan. I was taking a lot of heat in the late '90s, early 2000s when I was like, "Yo, the white boy is nice." Taking a lot of heat over that shit, but I stood tall.
You don't look so bad right now.
I don't look so bad right now. But at the same time, I don't have a shitload of Eminem in my everyday workout playlist either. So I feel that there is some truth to that statement, but I'm thinking about the tone and the manner and the type of conversation he was kind of goaded into being that asshole at the time. You feel what I'm saying? He the OG. He been doing it at the highest level before these niggas made it to the radio. So they kind of look up to him. And it was kind of like in Don't Be a Menace, where Old School was on the porch and them niggas was gassing him up.
Paul's just gushing all over.
You know what I mean? Because you know that's what they do. That's their style over there anyway. You know what I mean? Right, so I just think that it just kind of like put Snoop in a position of where he had to be the badass OG that his name lends you to believe that he is. And his history, his track record, the murder case, the Crip life.
That.
Yo, I understand.
You ain't been that nigga for 20 years.
You know what I'm saying?
I hate to believe that.
I feel that he just kind of was, you know, goaded into that situation, and he had to be like, you know, like it's kind of like when you had the white boyfriend at school, and he was like, you don't fuck with that white boy, do you? Then fuck that nigga up, and you gotta fuck him up to prove your loyalty to the hood, even though that's really your friend type shit. You know what I'm saying?
What type of childhood you have, my nigga? Like, we didn't have to do that shit here.
I'm saying it wasn't a lot. It was, you know, there wasn't a lot of them out here or whatever. So, you know, I'm just saying, it never happened to me, but I've, you know, I've heard of such stories. Like, you know,
yeah,
niggas got fronted on.
That's a hate crime these days, sir.
Hey, it is. Yo, everything is a hate crime these days, my nigga. That's why your phone got dropped. In the last conversation.
Yeah,
exactly.
Niggas hate the truth. Niggas hate the truth. But anyway, I kind of feel, you know, at odds. That's a conversation all in itself right there. But let's take this quick break, and then we're going to come back with our guest, and we're going to get her take on the day's events also. But at the same time, we wanted to handle business first and allow her to promote the business, a black-owned business, as you may already know, to the masses. And guess what, y'all? Guess what, y'all? We made it to motherfucking Pakistan now, nigga. We in Pakistan, bitch.
Oh, shit!
Niggas is listening to Pakistan now.
Arrested.
Yo, we got mad
I
European.
I wanted his military.
It could be. It could be because I had somebody in Qatar listening that was in the military. So you never know. The word may be getting out. I hope y'all are listening out there in the military, man. We speaking truth to power, man. We hope they send y'all home from occupying land that they're trying to lay siege on for some kind of natural resource. Wising up, y'all. This is what it's about, man. I'm sorry to breathe a bear of bad news. 9:35. We're going to take another quick break. Come right back. Nick of all trades. Save James. He's Joe VP. He's Midwest Z. 914-290-86 is number 2 dial. Transmit live from Mars. Be right back.
Young Metro, don't trust you, I'm gonna shoot. Beautiful morning, yeah, the sun in my morning, babe. Nothing in the water, so can I say? Beautiful morning, yeah, the sun in my morning, babe. Nothing in the water.
I just wanna feel liberated, fuck this model, and she just bleached her asshole, and I get bleach on my t-shirt, I'ma feel like an asshole. I was tired when I met her, we was down in Tribeca. She get under your skin if you let her, she get under your skin if you, I don't even wanna talk about it, I don't even wanna talk about it, I don't even wanna say nothing, everybody gon' say something, I'll be worried if they say nothing. Remind me where I know you from. She looking like she owe you some. You know just what we want.
I wanna wake up with you in the morning. Beautiful morning, morning.
Kanye and Kimye is about to be a thing of the past, ladies and gentlemen. So the media is saying. I don't believe it, but hey, we'll go with it. When the story grows legs, we'll talk about it then. But in the meantime, in between time, we are here all about business. We have our special guest of the evening tonight, Nikki of all trades. She does the pampering services, comes to you, massages, the hair, the makeup, mani, pedis. I'm probably adding more shit to the plate because I'm just in the mood of being gracious and I want my people to thrive and to progress in what they do. So without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, all the way from New York City, the BX to be exact, we have Nikki of all trades. What's happening, Nikki? What's going on?
Hey. Hi, good night, guys. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you just fine. Sound like you're running a half mile over there. It's kind of windy on your side.
I'm so sorry. I'm like walking my dog. This is what
okay.
We do as business owners as well. We're
That's
dog
it.
Moms.
It's all about multitasking.
All doggy mothers.
It's all about
yes,
multitasking.
Absolutely.
That's what it's about. Well, let me first introduce you to the panel. We got Joe VP and we have Midwest mm-hmm. Z over there. We call him Midwest Z because he's broadcasting live from Omaha, Nebraska. So sometimes we call him Omaha.
Good.
Yeah. So this is how we do. And we got Joe VP,
broadcasting all the way live from the DMV. Well, used to be in the DMV DC area. The nigga live in Wakanda, USA, also known as Waldorf, Maryland, right now. So you need it. They got their own fucking airline.
Oh, no, it's,
you need a passport.
Different. It's different
yeah,
down here.
It's all the way different, it's out different. There. It's all the way different out there. But we love them all the same. So we're glad that you're able to hang out with us tonight. We'll get into your thoughts and synopsis on the day's events later on. But let's handle business first. Independent business owner, obviously, a black-owned business, which we support fully on this show, which is the reason why we asked you to come on here. Traveling pampering service. Just first of all, tell us, the official name of which of your services and what you all do, because I don't know if I was lying or if I left some shit out in the introduction. But let's clear the air now and give the people to know what you're about and where they can find you.
All right, great. So guys, thank you for having me on the show. I'm excited to be here. It's really dope of you to even have me on. And I love the fact that, because that's what we got to do.
That's
it. So, can you still hear me?
Yeah, we're good. We're good. We'll let you know if you can fade out.
Perfect. Okay. So, my name is Nikki of All Trades. And as you mentioned, that you did well in your introduction, actually.
Okay.
I do hair, nails, makeup, manicure, pedicures, massages. A little bit of everything. I'm also a step choreographer. I do makeup. Everything. You pretty much name it. So that's why I'm called, I name myself Nikki of All Trades. It's just a play on Jack of All Trades, but, I'm a woman, a queen, so I use my nickname, Nikki.
You got it.
Nikki, I have a question. Nikki, do you wax the muff, Nikki?
Take it easy, fellas. She's a good girl. Take it easy.
Wait, what did he say?
He wants to know, do you do waxings of the vaginal area?
Oh, yes, I do waxing as well. But my main focus is the massage. I feel like there's so many makeup artists, there's so many hairstylists, but there's few black women in the massage industry or wanting to pursue massage therapy and get their license and such. So I'm really a big believer of natural healing and remedies. Sometimes our back is hurting and we'll grab a Tylenol, but instead you might just need a massage session, to alleviate some of that pain, pressure, and also transfer some of that negative energy out of your body.
So how did you get started with – I'll say this. I myself have, dabbled in a few things here and there. Freelance here, entrepreneur this, upstart that.
Mm-hmm.
What was the first, I would say, personal service that you found that you was good at and everything kind of opened up the whole world of the other avenues that you're able to travel on freely also? Like, what was the first thing? Would you start doing hair first, start doing people's nails first, and then it was like, I want to try this or I want to try that or whatever the case may be. What was the first one that got you started?
The first thing I started, wow, even going back, was the step portion of my business. I'm a step instructor,
mm-hmm.
An activity specialist at the after-school program that I actually learned to step in when I was 13 years of age. Shout out to MS-135 and the BX on Wallace Avenue.
You was in the hood though, too.
That's the first years ago. was the very first introduction that I got. There was a group that came from Simpson. I forget their name now, but they taught us how to step, model, act. It was just a whole big after school program, and that I think birthed all the other trades. So I want to say stepping and modeling was my really first introduction to everything else. And then, you know, years later, I dabbled in the nails and, you know, started with like, oh, okay, I could do this to my hair. And, you know, we all started there. So, wow, that's a really great question.
Well, I'm glad to oblige. Now, here we are, 2021. 2020 was a rough year for a lot of folks. Entrepreneurial, independent business owner, contractors, what may have you, even 9-to-5s. Everybody had a pretty up and down year, 2020.
Mm-hmm.
How at all did it, or were you able to navigate the waters freely with your services, being that there's, you know, such close personal space has to be shared for you to do, excel at what you do, and in a year of where they're saying 6 feet, you know what I mean? How did that affect your services?
To be honest, 2020 was a major boom, actually, for my business, for that fact. The service that I provide is traveling, and I come to your home. And being that all the nail salons were closed, the hair salons were closed, the spas were closed, I was in high demand. I feel like I had a client every day. I was so overwhelmed. I also work for the city. And, you know, it was just so much going on at once. And that happened to at the top of 2020 as well. So I had a lot of, like, elderly clients. You know, friends of mine would say, hey, you know, my grandma can't leave the house because, you know, they were considered high risk at the time.
Right.
And still, to this day, so, you know, I was going there, pampering the grandmothers, making them feel good. A lot of people celebrated birthdays during COVID. And,
right.
You know, I specialize in doing birthday packages where I'll provide handmade chocolate-covered strawberries, rose petals, a bottle of wine, you know, just bringing the spa to your home. And I think right now, the society and the transition that we're in, people want everything delivered to their home. They want it to be just coming to their home,
and
they don't even want to leave their house.
That's
so to be honest, I feel like it really did not affect me in the way that it did other businesses. I feel like mobile services is honestly the way to go, you know. But unbeknownst to me, it just so happened that that's what I provided and that's what everyone needed, you know, during the height of the pandemic. So I was going to these homes and making sure I was wearing my mask. And, you know, of course I can't be social distancing that much for my clients because I have to touch them. However, you know, a lot of them got tested and screened and, you know, all of these things. So we follow the proper protocols. You know, I even went to a client's house and they were disinfecting me at the doorway, which is
nice.
Fine.
Nice.
But we all took proper precautions.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I got a question, though, about the massages. We won't go to break on this one. I think we have another call, that's one of our resident callers. So I'll get to him on the break. Now, you say you do massages. I take it you don't just only massage women. How do you deal with when you massage men? And somebody else wants to know, hey, what the fuck going on over here? Why is her hand feeling so good? And somebody rather stands at attention. How do you deal?
It happens to me every single time I go.
That's why I've never gotten somebody to massage, because I'm not mature enough to handle it. I'm not mature enough to handle it. I know myself. I've watched too much Pornhub and I've watched too much X videos to allow a free just dormant activity during that time. I don't know. It just doesn't play out that way in my mind. How do you deal with that?
That's a really great question. I get asked that, I feel like, all the time. Like, yo, what do you do? Like, for me, I'm so comfortable with the human body. If I didn't love the human body, I wouldn't get into the field that I'm in. So if a man is erect or, you know, he just gets excited during the massage, to me, I'm still professional and I carry on with the massage. It doesn't, you know, because a lot of people, they just get aroused by just the touch, right? But that doesn't bother me. I feel like a lot of men, like you said, you know, they're not mature enough or whatever, but I feel like some of them really do feel uncomfortable.
Fuck yeah.
You know, because they are not
me.
Excited.
Yeah.
Right? Shit, I would.
Not me.
But, I mean, to me, I try to make my clients feel very comfortable with me. You know, I'm talking to you. You know, I try to get to know you a bit and just put you at ease. You know, I think it's the same for all clients. They may not even mention how uncomfortable they're feeling. Because remember, to a lot of these people, I'm a complete stranger. So to be naked laying under a towel or, you know, a massage sheet or something, you know, it's really, you feel vulnerable, you know. But I try to put them at ease, you know, I do my best and make them smile and joke around if I see somebody's uncomfortable. So I try to put you at ease. But we can't control what happens in terms of, you know, a lot of men do, though, and then they're not relaxed because they're like, don't, in their mind, they're probably like, don't get hard, don't get hard, don't get hard.
That's a fact.
You know, but,
that's all we say. Yeah. At the same time saying, don't, that motherfucker like, what, huh, you talking about me?
Yeah.
You talking about this?
I'm going to tell you, the last time it happened to me, I apologize. I said, I'm sorry. She goes, please.
Okay. I got another question. Now, I used to personal train, right, for a good stretch. And my thing was to me, if you didn't feel like, you know, there's a saying amongst trainers, we don't really believe it, but you understand if you really, you know, like you understood how physiology works when you shock the system into action. There was a saying amongst trainers that said, if you ain't throwing up, you're not working out. So do you have that same kind of standard that if the nigga don't get rocked, then I'm not massaging you? Do you do more just to kind of like, yeah, that's what I thought, nigga, type shit. You know what I mean? Hang it over, you know what I mean? You know
that
what I mean?
Funny.
Like, do you have like those little competitions with you mentally? You know what I'm saying?
That's a legit question.
It's a legit question.
So,
I'm just saying. It's a standard.
So that isn't my gauge. If the gentleman gets hard or not, that's not my gauge. I don't look for that and be like, oh yeah, I'm gonna make him get. You
damn
not.
Right. Why
like,
not? Why not?
Absolutely not. Nah. I mean, because you know, I mean,
I'm fucking with you.
Like my thing is, I could make anyone get aroused, right? If you touch the right spot you know, you massage a certain way or whatever. However, that isn't professional. That isn't what, you know, I want to do. But my gauge for giving somebody a really great massage is if they're knocked out sleep. I mean, snoring.
Yeah, that's what I heard. That's what I heard the key. Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah,
right there.
That to me, and not only is it a gauge that I'm giving a great massage, it's amazing for me because that's when the body is the most relaxed. So you're allowing me to give you a great massage, and you know what I'm saying? If I have to do a deep tissue on you, you know, you're sleeping. So when you wake up, you're going to feel refreshed. You know, I want you to feel lighter than air. So that's my gauge, not the hard situation.
All right,
about
all right.
Women, so,
perfect. Okay.
Right.
let's bring young Balco on. He's one of our resident callers. Balco, did you have a question for the Nikki of all trades, or you was trying to comment on what we was talking about early in the show? Because I know you're an athlete, and I know how, and maybe you can ask a question about the massage technique. I don't know if you want to go there. You know what I'm saying? Or if you was trying to talk about something you were talking about earlier.
Man, a little bit of both. It's been so long since I've had a massage, man. It's been a minute. We can get them overseas
for
cheap.
Guys, don't just get a massage once. That's a great point that you bring that up, and welcome onto the show. Don't just get a massage on your birthday or, you know, once in the blue. Like, it's an actual therapy.
Yeah.
You know, it's actually something that's good for your body, you know. So
I guess the question I did have, I did hear years ago, I'm not sure how true it was, that too many massages within the same week could be or could have an adverse effect on your muscle. Is that true?
I've never heard that. You know, because I feel like athletes, they get massaged after every game, right? They got to, you know, I don't know how it can really hinder you unless the person really doesn't know what they're doing. But I think everything in moderation, right? You don't want to get a massage per se like every day because you need your muscles and your body to recuperate. So I can see kind of what what that means, or you know, for some, sure. It's just like going to, like, what about going to physical therapy, right? People got to go like every other day or something like that, you know. But you got to give the muscle time to react and recoup, because sometimes people bruise, you know, or just the muscle needs time. You know, I suggest my clients to soak in Epsom salt after a session, especially mm-hmm. if it's a deep tissue complete massage. So, you know, I don't think that it can be a really negative or get an adverse effect. But however, I suggest everything in moderation, right? We just can't be out here getting massage every 5 seconds.
That's a fact.
But,
that's a fact.
Right.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
That's a fact. Okay. All right. Well, thank you for that. Thank you for that question, Balco. We'll get back with you in a second. We're gonna take a break right now. Nikki, why don't you let people know where they could find you, so all your social media, how they could book you if they want to indulge mm-hmm. in some of your services, and, you know, let them know how far you travel, because we know you're exclusive to the NYC area. You in the mm-hmm. X, you in the BX and everything like that, so we know you close to the home base, but mm-hmm. let people know a little bit about that, where they, you know, how far you go, where they could find you, and, you know, what kind of deals you can work out and everything like that before you go to break.
Right. All right. Well, it's Nikki, NIKKI, of OL, all ALL, Trades, TREDES. I'm on Facebook and Instagram. You can also email me, Nikki of All Trades 17 at Gmail. On Facebook, it's Nikki of All Trades. On IG, it's Nikki of All Trades with an underscore at the end. And you can always call me, 347-360-4663, DM, inbox, or call me to set up an appointment, and we'll take it from there. In terms of where I travel to, the whole tri-state area, so all the 5 boroughs, I've even went to Jersey, you know, Connecticut, I've had clients there, so I travel pretty much all around. But remember, like, if anybody wants to fly me out, you know what I'm saying? Come to Florida. you want to fly me out to wherever
wait
you're
minute.
At? You know
wait,
what I'm
wait,
saying?
Wait
like,
a minute.
Oh, shit.
So
go
for the gentleman that is out here from Wakanda, you want to
exactly.
fly me out, you know?
Go out there and get rubbed out with some
you
vibranium
can,
and shit.
You can do
that. Right. Look, not 57.
And I don't, you know.
We almost at the top of the hour. We're going to come back. Nikki of All Trades, she's going to let us know if she's got any new, I would say, services in the making to kind of enhance, to make it fully a one-stop shop. And also, she's going to be asking for a friend when we come back. She's going to ask each one of us guy panelists one question from a female standpoint that wonder why guys do what they do. Asking for a friend is coming up next. We got Nikki of All Trades. I'm Sage James. He's your VP. He's Midwest D. We got Young Balco. And I even think we still got Busy Gats. The show ain't get serious enough for him to want to chime in yet. Because you know when Biz starts talking, the show just gets serious.
He should have called in about the first 10 minutes.
The first 10 minutes. Right. So I don't know, Biz. You may want to sit this one out. But we're going to, if you ready want to talk, so you already know what to do, my dude. But anyway, almost top of the hour. We'll take another quick break, and we'll be right back with Nikki of All Trades, Shannon Law from Mars, 914-290-866, number 2 dial. Holla at you, boys. Be right back.
Ah. Okay. Uh-huh. Right.
Right.
Let's do it. All right, Flex.
Let's go.
We still strive for perfection. Shout out to New York, I like the direction.
Woo!
On the phone with my brother, he in correction. My bar's up, we'll always have a connection. Glock for protection, act big, get your coogee clap. Red dot him from the phone like it's Google Maps. You can rap, but I'm harder. Why run up on your range? Turn it to Lil Wayne and give your car to fire. Part of my different delivery. That crack house in the Bronx is what it did to me.
Right.
Now we let the bass cook, then show the white girl. So she'll network like Twitter and Facebook.
Woo.
My word, we had 7 to scale. Used to work with a bird like Kevin McHale.
You get it?
Now you got the Zannies, Perks, and Oxycontins. Youngin told me Fred, it works, the block is rockin'.
Oh.
Who am I to tell them different? These rappers far from nice. Who am I to tell the distance? Hearing what you write, I don't know why you so persistent. Send me half your budget, I make it be of assistance.
Yeah.
Past bars I'm in, they call your girl Kim, cause every time the car dash she in.
What?
Word clips well, two guns named Kelly and B, so it won't be a miss, chef. Y'all can't be talking to me. After my show, I have to be forced in the V.
Whoa.
King of New York, Christopher walking in me. Biggie and Pun, but Christopher's walking in me. New body Tahoe, the block swerving. Since March 9th, never did like them box of bourbon. Now you got something bright with a high beam. Or get a clear drop and call it the Vizine.
Yo.
What y'all looking for? Can't fret the God spit bars anymore. Let my flow sag down to the floor. Have y'all thinking about a metaphor?
Go.
Nah, flex, they don't want to hear it. They can't get near it, so they fed. So I'm riding on niggas who interfering. Won't stop till you pussies bleed. Praying, touching, don't be stopping. I'm like Chris Paul, I might clip it a rocket. Lawyer paid then. Swing with battery, Radio Raheem and the Asians.
Yeah.
I do the right thing when I write things. Try and stay true, that's the right thing.
Yeah.
Watching CNN, that's my wife thing. I'm Nori, I'm bumping CNN while bagging up the white thing.
Keep going.
Product of the ghetto though. The D's on our heels and we still let O's go. Hills, notice I said stiletto. Still, long nose, the pedal. Pedal to the metal, you in a race with the devil. Get you erased in that Louis, you in LV, I'm the rebel.
Yeah.
Yes, armrest in the Buick. Might be the best that ever do it. Where it goes then. I'm going to rap tours till you find a garage to put the rolls in. Tell your entourage I goes in. Shooters outside your aunt's garage, you owe him.
Yeah.
What you expect? Every shot a be silent. You in debt. In debt to be a silent. And in the BX, we known for being valid. Clap that heat, everybody they gon' squeeze. Like cheap ass seats, everybody he knows bleed. We gon' see. New York City, I want your flow needs.
Yeah.
And knowing the streets fuck with you. And I never sold my soul, I can sleep comfortably. Give your pants credit, that blow, they keep coming through.
We
paid to your mother, it's clear, Denise Huxtable. Goldo writing again. Why I wasn't on the cypher again? I don't know, I just know not many rappers is nicer than him.
Nah.
I bring that metaphor life to the pen. I'm trying to win like Hurricane Matthew doing. Pill slow, I hurricane, what Matthew doing?
Woo.
If it's about a dollar, you can hit me. New Phil, in my pocket, Monica Lewinsky, Blue Bill.
Hey, send me with the lick ring.
Okay.
I'm riding in the 6B.
Okay.
Yeah, you can turn that shit back.
Take it easy, man. That was spur the moment shit right there, man. Damn. Tough crowd, nigga. God damn. That was a spur
turn
the moment
nigga
song.
The fuck down.
That was a spur the moment song, nigga. Jeez. Tough crowd.
Oh, man. You're all weak. You're all weak.
DNF, that nigga saved James on the boards. NYC area. Illest DJ that you may or may not know.
May
get
not.
Familiar.
May not.
And Midwest D's Omaha. Over there in the middle of Magaland, USA. And I'm Joe VP in the DMV. Couple of shout outs. First of all, shout out to Norway.
Shout out to Ecuador.
Shout out to. Yeah.
Ooh.
Shout out to this honey bourbon backwood and this fine medicinal that went inside of it. Shout out to my wife for keeping this grinder filled throughout these shows.
What up, nigga?
And we gonna keep it moving. Nikki of all trades, unfortunately, you have to be the for lack of a better word, the victim of three difficult truths or three hilarious explanations to whatever question that you may have always wanted to ask a guy but didn't feel like you would get the direct response. We call this, I mean, are we sticking with ask a friend? Asking for a friend. So, you are the second entrant for asking for a friend. So, first, we want to establish some type of parameters. There are no real parameters.
Really not.
Don't ask something that you don't want an answer to.
You don't want the answer to. That's the only parameter that it is.
So can I, all right, so can I give, like, scenarios, or it has to be just a question? So can I give, like, a scenario and then a question?
Yeah, talk to us.
Oh, no, you can go backdrop. I'm going to give it a little backdrop.
The only rule we have is you gotta choose who you're directing it to, because each one has to take a question.
I thought it's all three of you guys.
No, it was one out of you. You ask each one a question.
Each one of you one question.
Yeah, and if we feel we need to chime in, if one of us left something out, or we may feel just slightly opposed to a little wrinkle in the details, we may chime in. But that's about it.
Okay.
But you got to pick Jovi, Midwest Z, or me, say, to answer whatever question you have on your mind.
All right. I guess we'll start with you, Faye.
Oh, shit. Okay. Let's do it.
All right. Why are men inconsistent? Or why is it that when a man, they start a relationship, they do everything to get this woman that they want, and then, you know, they're at 100%, right? And I know you guys can't get 100% all the time. But you start so well, you really pursue, you know, the text messages, you know, is on point, phone calls, you check in, making sure she eats, you know, making sure she's good, you know what I mean, send her a little something in the Cash App, you know. And then, like, you don't go on no dates, or the phone calls are less consistent, the text messages are less consistent. Why is it that men are inconsistent? I feel like that is, like, a huge killer to relationships and to why possibly women can cheat.
Because I'm going to tell you why I believe that they fall off. They get distracted
and the bitches, yo, they do anything for this man.
That's what happens. That's what happens. He found other options. If that's not your main, if there's no real established identity of what
this is
you
your
two
man.
Are,
nah, this is your
this
man.
Is your man.
We are
oh well,
and
then he got
this is your main man.
Me personally, I believe if the inconsistencies happen, I'll say it's one of two things. I'll say one could be the obvious reason. It was joking, you know, many a truth is said in jest. It was a joke of what I just played, but at the same time, that could be a very real situation. He may have get distracted by other women out there, because you got to remember, no woman doesn't want nothing that's already wanted. That's already not wanted, I should say. So if other women know that this dude is taken, there's something that we give off, the pheromones and the paramones that we give off naturally as men when we're confident with our situation, attract women without us knowing it. That's just science. That's science that we can't deny. Now, it's up to us to be disciplined in our response to that stimulus, to our response to their response. No, absolutely. I'm talking straight up what it is. So there could have been a lack in discipline because more options started popping up, and then he didn't realize, like, oh, I could still get chicks while I'm with a chick. And then he may dabble. That's one reason. Now, another reason that I say that I know I experienced myself as the person that became kind of inconsistent, the fact that we didn't know how to be consistent. Nobody taught us what it takes to be consistent and to keep a woman always happy. Yeah, we can make them laugh in the beginning. We can lay the pipe right after we learn how to make them laugh. But if that's the only two things that you're bringing to the table, then we think job well done. I'm going to sit back. I'm smashing it right. She's still laughing at my jokes. I think I'm good. We haven't had many arguments. Fuck, I got to ask for. What else I need to do? You know what I'm saying? This is not your typical fighting tooth and nail with the individual. So either one of two things. Either there's new options that popped up, or it was just a short amount of training that he had in that arena of knowing how to keep a woman fully engaged all the time after the honeymoon phase wears off. Because I know I found myself in that position.
Mm-hmm. My first real long-term relationship, I was with somebody for 3 years. By year two, shorty was like, yo, can you tell me how you feel about me sometimes? Instead of fucking playing live 99 over there all the time, nigga, like, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
So I get it. I understand that there could be parts of that, but that goes into reaching back and teaching and being receptive when OG niggas give you game. Because I know I listened after a while. You know what I'm saying? But not everybody has that.
I think, and that's a great point that you raised, because I feel like as women, we weren't necessarily taught to be consistent, and I feel like men can also have the argument like, yo, shorty fell off. She used to wear lingerie, and now she just come in there with
bonnet, what I'm saying?
Long baggy t-shirts.
There it is.
Right? But I think for me, I'm very intentional about making sure I'm consistent, making sure I smell good, making sure, you know, my hair is right, or making sure, you know, whatever the case may be. Whatever it is that I did in the beginning to attract him, I personally make sure that I keep that same level or even exceed that level, because I know that this is what attracted this man to me, or this is why, you know, we're together, or whatever the case may be, and then it develops. But I think we have to remember that, be intentional and have intentionality when we're in a relationship. And say, because my thing is, you guys aren't incapable of, you know, being consistent. I think that it has to be some intentionality. Because I think you guys get complacent, you could get complacent and comfortable, and you're like, nah, like, I already got shorty, like, I'm good. Like you said, I'm a lay the pipe, and she going to laugh at these jokes, and that's it.
I'm going to say this.
But it
I'm
takes
say
more
this
than that.
This. I know, I'm going to say this, and then then we're going to move to the next question, to the next panelist. Mm-hmm. That part that you just raised about you know, about how we get complacent.
Mm-hmm.
We have to kind of understand also how men are wired. I'm not saying that we're wired that much differently than women for the basic essentials in life that we look for, but at the same time, what drives us doesn't drive women the same way. Feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, for instance, men are more physically attached to a woman, and women are more emotionally attached to a man. Not to say that we don't have feelings for our chick, or we won't be fucked up if we're in a long-term relationship and shorty leave. No, we're not saying that we don't have emotions. But when the emotional disconnect happens for a woman, the rest of the relationship is off. Okay? Now, we feel that way as guys. I think most of us do, if the physical part isn't there anymore. Like, if we just not attracted to your ass no more, and you just, like, totally let yourself slip, or you was fine from afar, but now you just far from looking good at this point. You know what I'm saying? Like, if it goes from one end of the spectrum to the other, I think that's where we differ at, because a guy can fall off physically, but if he still is the same supportive, nurturing, caring, loving, intimate, pillow talking motherfucker that he's always been through those 15 years of y'all companionship.
That's a double standard. Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
I see what you're saying, but
you
gotta
consider that.
Because my thing is, if my man fall off physically too, I'm not gonna be attracted to him either.
But that's you.
I mean, the same
we're saying
for
that's
both.
You. No, I get what you're saying, but I'm just saying just in the general scheme of things. We got to move on.
Yes, I understand the concept.
In the general scheme of things, we know women will have more emotional attachment to their companionship. Not saying they always do, but it's been documented that that's been the driving force. An emotional and mental attachment, and men are more physical, you know, based on it. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So,
right.
Yeah, so that's that. Next.
That was good. That was good. All right, Dobie Pete.
Here.
All right. So, all right, let's make this one good. All right. So, what is your ideal date for a woman? Like, what is something that this is your queen, this is your, you know, you'd love her. What is your ideal date? And I asked this question for a few reasons, and I'll let you know. But one, where would you take a woman on a first date if she wasn't your lady? And what is your ideal? So it's a two-parter. So, and then what is your ideal date for a woman that you're in a relationship with? So you can start with the, you know, this is your first date, you know, and where would you take her? And then, you know, if it was your lady.
I've never been one to kind of have like a fallback or a go-to type deal, like, oh, first date-wise, I'm always good. So I tend to do my homework. So I base my dates and I base the stuff that I do based on my homework. So case in point, when my wife and I, we first started dating, that was like the first time where I was actively like going out on dates with the person, to where I was actually planning stuff out. It wasn't a generic shit. It wasn't, oh, we're going to go hang out at the park. We want to go to the movies. We're going to go to, you know, this little budget restaurant that we can only afford right now. Like,
you want to Shea Whitey. One nigga want to Shea Whitey.
Yeah, like, you know, we moved past the Ruby Tuesdays and the Applebee's. We were kind of, you know, we were adults. You know, we were young adults. And, you know, she had a good gig. I was in school. So we had both been eyeing, this is when the movie Ray came out. So we was both had been talking about it, you know, going back and forth, talking to each other. So ideally, she was working. I was in school. So it was a area understanding that we wanted to go see it. So she bossed up. She was like, look, like, what you doing? Such and such, you know, trying to go to the movie, yada, yada, yada. So proposition me. So the aggression of the situation automatically had me like, okay. So now that that's understood, cool, we can move forward. So it was just, and it just built on the foundation of understanding, okay, she likes this type of movie, or she's a fan of this actor, me too, so there's a mutual. So I always made sure that there was a common thread, and that helps establish the foundation. You can kind of just build off of that shit, like, we get in the same way that we'll get geeked up to go to a Brazilian steakhouse. We're going to be just as geeked up for DoorDash, because it's not so much what we're doing, it's how we're doing it, and it's the togetherness of what we're doing. So for somebody that I'm really into, then yeah. Like somebody in there,
right?
You're going to put that time in. You're going to put the time in.
The rat god has a heart. Oh, shit.
Oh.
Yeah. The Grinch heart type shit.
Does your wife
all the who's taught me how to love.
Yeah, this nigga.
Oh.
That's awesome.
But on the other side of the coin, being the true Gemini that I am, a date, I don't really fuck with you and you want a date? Like, it's so funny because my wife and I were talking about the shit. She was like, yo, so I was like, yo, I used to straight be Dutching it. Or there's a split of responsibility, because I don't want anyone to feel obligated to anybody at the end of this. Because if this shit go left, then everybody pretty much, it was an equal loss. And I feel like things, you're more willing to work past certain shit, and you seem to be more amicable when you run into each other in public. If it's more of a clean break versus some, oh, I got stuck with the bill, or, oh, I turned around and I had to shell out more money than I intended, and this dude was whack, you picked a whack-ass restaurant, like, and the shit just didn't really click. And I never took out chicks that I was just smashing, because that gave them the wrong idea. So it was always some, I'll fuck shit up.
Yeah.
I'm not going out with you.
Damn.
Oh.
You made me feel like a simp. Hey, you made me feel like a simp. A pimp, not a simp. We get more high than the Goodyear blimp. I eat so much scrimp. I got iodine poisoning. All right, so great answer, great answer. Next one, so we can go to break. This is the Midwest Z. We're going to go to break real quick.
Are we going to break now, or you want me to ask?
No. Yeah, last one is easy. We go to break, and we'll close out.
Thank you, Joey P, for that response. I love the fact that you said you do your homework before you take a woman out. So it's very important that, like, for a first date, you don't take a woman somewhere that you can't talk to her. So, like, a movie theater. Even though it's a cool first date, it isn't ideal. Because you guys are going to be in silence the whole time, right, watching the movie. So maybe, you know, something where you guys can talk. I wanted to mention that. All righty, Midwest Z.
You.
What is a turnoff? What turns you off that women do? Something that just, you just like, what are your turnoffs? Like, you're like, if she does this, I'm out. Like, what turns you off about women or just, a woman you're dating, or, you know, just women in general, something that they do that you're like, nah, I don't like when women do blank.
Well, that's a very interesting question. Because there's the runaway switch, and then there's just the kind of like, all right, you get one more shot at that. But I'm a very verbal person. So if something comes across that I don't like, I'm like, yo, nah, that's not cool. I give everyone the benefit of the doubt at least once or twice, you know what I'm saying? But if it's a repeated action, then we have a problem. But one major turnoff is just ill-advised attitude. Like, if you ain't got no reason to be upset, don't. Like, don't just do it for the dramatic attention or whatever. Like, if you got a reason, cool. That's cool. But to just be dramatic and overly dramatic, especially over nothing, huge no-no in my book. And we've had this conversation. We had this conversation before. Another turnoff is, if you could put my Tims on.
Goddamn right. I was waiting for it. Yo. Man. Nikki, let me tell you quick. Yo. When he said that shit on the show, because we had a whole show about turnoffs. You know what I'm saying? With a deal breaker. No, it was with a deal breaker.
Cool.
And he brought that shit up. He said, if you could wear my shoes, there is no way we can be friends. It's like, unless you could, you can't just flip the motherfuckers, yo. When I tell you that, I was like, I laughed for the rest of the show when he said that shit because I was so caught off guard by it. That was some of the funniest shit he ever said on the show. But it's so fucking true.
Yeah, but it's
so true. That's why I laughed so hard because I wear 13.
Mm-hmm.
If my wife could wear my men's 13, that means she's like a 17 in women. No fucking way I'm going to be on a Deuce Bigelow shit massaging a foot that's the size of my chest. Fuck that. Not happening.
You put my Tims on, and you could take out the trash without losing one, you got a problem.
We got to talk, baby. I need to see a birth certificate. We got to have a talk.
So bullshit.
That's a fact.
I can't even.
Taller women have larger feet.
Yeah, but not to that extent, but in proportion. It's in proportion.
It's not her fault.
I don't think Brittany Griner wears size 13 in men, and she's about 6'9". You know what I'm saying?
We don't know.
That's a whole man, my nigga. That's a whole man. Like, you ain't got
me.
Adam's apple and all. Look, we're gonna take another quick break, probably about 30 seconds. We'll come right back. Nikki Avoid Trades is here with us. And she will let the people know again where she is going to be found. And we're going to let our last two call-ins, Young Balco and Biz, take the show away.
Sorry, I know you don't want this really, but till we get us some justice, we fucking every city up. Drastic magic is urgent, the city burn like Philly blunts. Crazy like we jumping off a little yellow minibus. You for my people, cause you niggas moving really sus. No, we ain't playing with them, really, trust. You see them cities burning like chimneys, you better know it's really us. The clock was finally winding down, your time was really just to feel the wrath of God, no matter how your door is really shut. Deep in my soul, injustice really cut. I'm only trying to be my people's clutch. Hypertension, I mentioned the temperature is different.
What?
This wouldn't have happened, now you witness blood. You motherfuckers better listen up, cause now we out here fighting for what's right like we don't give a fuck.
You know that this, you know, that's the sounds probably of how it was when some other protesters was out there trying to peacefully do it. But we have these wild outs out there acting a guy whole ass. We got our resident call-ins, Busy Gats, Young Balco. We still got Nikki of All Trades in here. We got about 4 minutes left in the show. Sorry it took us so long to get to you guys, but we had to take care of the necessary business hours at hand. Gentlemen, real quick, Biz, Balco, what are your thoughts on this? And make sure you give Nikki of All Trades a shout out in the process of what y'all talking about.
For me, being a person in law enforcement, you see both sides of the spectrum. Although today, it's probably the biggest piece of bullshit I've seen in a long time. Anybody that knows a large building like a bank or a large federal building, courthouse, whatever, you can't walk up in those buildings, period. And the reason why I called it bullshit, because that looked very orchestrated to me. There's no way, and I'm trying to keep it without saying too much to get myself in trouble. You can't get within 3 miles of Washington, D.C., and somebody not know you're coming. And I mean, period. Plane, boat, car, it does not matter. That's the type of equipment we're talking about. So in order for a group or a mob to storm that building, somebody had to let them. The problem, my issue is, what is the meaning or what is the reason that they're letting them do it? It seems like, you know, the proverbial banana and the tailpipe trick. It seems like somebody is trying to, you know, for lack of better words, massage us and get us to relax, to pay attention to what the hell's going on TV while they're doing something behind our backs. Because the shit that I saw on TV today was asinine. It's for a person with medial or a medium amount of intelligence to believe that somebody could actually run up on the Capitol of all places, right, and be able to walk around and touch sensitive information.
It's and steal shit. And steal it.
Taking pictures. Right. So what I'm saying is we're being fed bullshit and we're eating it because it's on TV. It's a bunch of bullshit. Granted, there were people walking around inside the building. The thing about it is somebody let them in there. This was an orchestrated event, just like that date in September. That was also an orchestrated event. I don't want to go down the rabbit hole on that because that gives myself in trouble.
We ain't got time.
Keep your eyes open.
Biz, how you feel?
Yo, y'all already know what the deal is, man. Just want to say it like I need, man. I love this show. You know what I'm saying? I love this show. The shit that's showing on the news, too. Like your bro said, like, come on, my nigga. They run it down. Somebody's in Nancy Pelosi's office kicking it. Like, you know what I'm saying? There's documents in there that is fucking classified information. Like, you know what I'm saying? But I think the biggest point we need to take from this is we keep saying that if black people that did it, we'd have been shot. But the reality is it's a bunch of black-owned niggas fought from the black campus till now. They didn't spy down on them niggas. This shit is being said to keep niggas all scary and not be willing to go do the same shit for your own rights. White motherfucker, you tell a white motherfucker to stay inside, he go to fucking war. He goes out with his guns. You tell us that we'll kill your kids, and you, and what we do, we go march about it. So I think them niggas is showing how you go about getting your freedom in this country. And until niggas is willing to do that, until you are willing to die for your freedom, then you're going to keep voting for it.
Well, they say this. I've been told by a wise man, it takes a lion to talk to a lion. So maybe we're seeing how, you know, the language, the only language they understand. Nikki of All Trade, we appreciate you hanging out with us tonight. Please feel free to stop by anytime you want to. No, absolutely. Anytime, you know, if you got any kind of new ventures that you're trying to add to the repertoire of your business model, by all means, stop in. You have a platform here. And, you know, you hear the countries that we're reaching out to. You never know, they like that. Whenever America may be the place to visit again, they may look you up. You never know. Niggas are listening to us all over the country. I'm all over the world. I promise you that much. So, anytime you definitely want to, you know, stop back in, feel free. You see the post come up. You know what we about. Here we are. We're not going away no time soon. Again, thank you for stopping by. And we wish you much love, light, and success in your journey in entrepreneurship. And hustler mode. Now, absolutely. That's what it's about. Each one,
thank
each
you,
one.
King,
reach back
so
and do all of that. That's what we're supposed to be doing. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Agreed.
So
thank
with
you
that.
So much. Love, light. You guys as well. Mm-hmm.
That's it. No doubt. No doubt. So with that, we say peace, ladies and gentlemen. We out of here. We see y'all Monday. We got some more music. Probably we're going to Joby probably find from somewhere. We don't know where. And we'll review it. And we'll talk about it on Monday, amongst other things. If the country hasn't exploded by then. So we see y'all then, y'all. Peace to the gods and the earths. Holla.
Bless you.
Here. Yeah.